Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kath Ann Kress, and she is Vice President for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Good morning to you, Kath Ann.
Good morning, LaVon.
So you've been out visiting in Southwest Iowa.
I have. It's a real pleasure to be over here in the southwest part of the state. It's looking beautiful this time of year.
It is. Yes, we've been very, very fortunate in this part of the state. And although you may have seen some flooding
there were
in some places
that looked a little bit wet, but it's just so green. And southwest Iowa is just always such a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, you know, people think of Iowa as flat.
Not true. Here.
No, we have beautiful, beautiful hills. So it's great that you're out visiting. And I understand one of the things, if we have time, we'll talk a little more about some of the other things you've done in your life. But what we want to talk about, first of all, is the Iowa State Fair. It's coming right up.
Oh, my goodness. It's coming fast, isn't it?
Oh, and, it is.
You know, just like Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is all across the state, 99-county campus, we're going to be all over the Iowa State Fair. So we want to make sure that people know and come out and see us.
So, of course, given my past experience, the first place I think of is the 4-H building.
Absolutely. Our 4-H building, that's kind of our pride, isn't it? We think of 4-H as our flagship program, and we want to make sure people do stop by. The 4-H building is one of the most heavily trafficked buildings at the State Fair. And we have not only all of the exhibits that you can see that the young people have been working on all year, but we also have a lot of events going on in the 4-H building. The Brantney Robotics Challenge, we've got Cook This and Stitch This, where the young people are going to be given a set amount of items, and then they have a very limited time to create a wonderful product with it. Public presentations, of course, going on all the time. Mm-hmm. So lots happening in the 4-H building. We encourage families to come on down and learn more about 4-H and what's happening with that program.
And as a plus, it's air conditioned.
It is air conditioned. you can also find a lot of the 4-Hers, of course, out in all the exhibit buildings. We encourage you to, you know, stop by and catch some of the different shows that are going on. Again, it gives you a good opportunity to see what 4-H members do mm-hmm. year-round and get to see the culmination of their projects.
And they're very proud of that. They work very hard. So, and I know they're always glad to visit with you about any of those projects. So we're going to take that tour, the 4-H building and the livestock buildings and all those other places 4-Hers might be. But we need to stop also at Varied Industries.
Yes. We hope that everybody also comes down to the Varied Industries building. They're probably used to seeing the Iowa State University exhibit there. And this year, the Iowa State University exhibit features Extension and Outreach with a theme called Camp Sci. We're going to have lots of interactive and fun things to do. So we want you to stop by and learn a little bit more about Iowa State and Extension and Outreach and have a lot of fun while you're there. We'll have a virtual roller coaster. You put on these goggles, and it's some of the virtual technology we're studying at Iowa State, and they tell me it's very realistic. So be prepared for that one. We'll have the insect zoo there, so you can see all kinds of insects and maybe even get a selfie with one. Of course, Cy will be there, our very favorite.
Of course.
We'll have the coaches there to sign autographs. And we have two very special guests this year. We have Clayton Anderson. He's a former NASA astronaut and a faculty member at Iowa State, and he's going to be there to talk about his experiences. And then we have Allie Landsman, and she is a former 4-Her. She's a dietetics student at Iowa State, and she has just been named a National 4-H Healthy Living Ambassador and was featured on the Biggest Loser television show. So
some folks will recognize her for sure, won't they?
Absolutely. And she is going to be sharing all kinds of ideas about healthy living and healthy lifestyles. So stop down and see her. We have a number of games that you can download, and there are apps for your phone. We have a biofarm, which is geared for like middle school children, so they can learn all about farming. We also have the Smart Food Finder that we've done with the Des Moines Register. It will help you find healthy food choices at the State Fair.
You mean not all those ones on the stick that are not too many of them healthy?
Or if you decide to indulge in a funnel cake, it'll tell you how many laps you've got to walk around the State Fair to try to burn it off. So lots of fun things.
Yes, and so plan to spend some time there. I mean, this is not just something you walk by and say, oh, that's interesting looking. This is a participatory,
yes,
get involved kind of thing.
Yeah, you do want to allow a little bit of time so that you can participate in some of the activities. We'll also have the water stream table there so you can learn about Iowa's rivers and water quality. And several of our other experts will be there to answer questions and just get to know people so everyone can learn a little bit more about extension and outreach programs all across the state.
And I'm sure for some people, they're going to be very surprised at all of these various kinds of activities and topics that are there, that Extension does that.
I think they might be. And, you know, our goal is to bring the resources of Iowa State University to our citizens all over the state. And I think people will see that.
99 counties, right?
99 counties, right. That's right. We also encourage people, if you're headed over to see the Butter Cow, and we know people are going to head over to see the Butter Cow, make a loop right past the Discovery Garden, which is Extension and Outreach's Master Gardeners. And I know you're a Master Gardener.
Yes.
The garden will be beautiful this year, and people can get a lot of good ideas for their own home gardens.
It's always fun to see what they've planted, and then they always have the tunnel and all kinds of things to do there also. And yes, they always have them well labeled, so if you see something you like, you might want to take a photo of it and a photo of the label, and you can take that home and say, yes, I want that in my garden. So yes, very helpful.
And then head on up the hill to Grandfather's Barn, where we have Extension and Outreach's Midwest Grape and Wine Institute. And you can learn all about grapes in the winery industry in the state of Iowa and what we're doing to support that industry. And you can stomp some grapes while you're up there if you want to have a little bit of fun. But I've heard that you'll have to stomp grapes for 57 minutes to burn off one corn dog.
So plan to spend a bit of time there. I'm guessing you maybe don't take off your shoes like.
Yes, you do. And they also have a station so that you can wash your feet.
All right.
And then you can wash them afterwards, because you'll want to wash them afterwards.
Yeah,
grape juice is actually kind of acidic and it burns a little bit. So I'll warn you.
You might be a little purple too.
Yes, you might be a little bit purple.
I mean, where else could you do that?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. What a great experience. And as you said, learn about the many fine wines that Iowa is producing.
Yes.
There are so many. So, and we're seeing those in a lot more places than we used to. So have we made the tour yet, or you have another place,
no,
Kath Ann?
Yes. You then want to cruise down by the Farm Bureau Pavilion, and back behind there, tucked in, you'll find our Extension and Outreach Iowa Learning Farm Conservation Station. And you can learn all about ways that you can ensure, either in town or out in the rural areas, the right kinds of surfacing and the right kinds of ways to make sure that whether it's a driveway or other things you're putting in, that you can understand how that impacts erosion and water quality and things like that. And they have some really fun demonstrations that they let people run themselves. And so it's a great interactive way to learn more about your own home and what you might want to choose to do there too. So
most of these, if not all of them, but I think almost all of them, have things that you get involved with, and that kind of says what Extension and Outreach is all about.
Well, I hope so, LaVon. Yeah, the learning by doing, that's absolutely what our motto is. And so we want people to roll up their sleeves and participate. We want them to learn, and we want them to understand that it's not just the opportunity while they're at the state fair, but when they go back home, the county offices also offer these kinds of educational programs right back in their own communities. And we hope that they'll participate there as well.
You bet. You want to, again, if you haven't been at your local extension office or gone online, because all those offices are online.
Well, and we have a web presence that's 24/7 about every topic you can imagine. And we have 8 hotlines you can call, from Answer Line to Hort Line to Teen Line and others. So there's lots of ways to get a hold of Extension and Outreach in the state of Iowa.
You bet. We'll come back and remind you about the state fair. But I want to go back in time a little bit, Kath Ann. We're visiting with Kath Ann Kress, who's the vice president for Extension Outreach at Iowa State University. Your career started in Iowa. You've been away, and now you're back. Tell us about, you know, where did you start?
Well, I started as a 4-H county educator in Benton and Tama counties over on the eastern side of the state, and enjoyed that opportunity immensely. I still enjoy going back to Benton and Tama counties. They're always so welcoming when I come back home. Then I did leave Iowa. I went to New York and was their state 4-H program leader. Got to go to USDA and be the national 4-H leader. And then I went to the Pentagon, where I provided support programs for military, particularly the Reserve and Guard families. And then Iowa called me back home, and I'm delighted to be back home.
Well, we're delighted you are here. And so, again, let's remind folks that all of this information that we had talked about earlier is happening at the Iowa State Fair, which happens, I believe we start the 13th. And go through the 23rd. Okay. So, and I just say, you know, you can get some of your tickets locally at our Hy-Vee and Fairway store. So if you haven't got your ticket, you can do that. We want to thank you very much, Kath Ann Kress, for bringing us up to date on what's happening at the Iowa State Fair and yourself.
Thank you, LaVonne. I appreciate it. And everybody have fun at the fair.
Great. Until next time, here's a thought. I think it's the thought. We can learn to soar only in direct proportion to our determination to rise above the doubt and transcend the limitations.